Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
Checkity check, 2-2-2. 2-2-1-2, check. Motherfucking Bay. Back for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And it's Free Ball Friday, December 21st, 2012. The day That marks the end of the Mayan calendar. It's Free Ball Friday. That means everyone participating in the show, whether you're in the chat room, just listening, calling in, whatever, you're not allowed to wear underpants. Now, that does not mean get naked. That means wear clothing, but no underpants, no panties, nothing. All right? Meeps, I see you in there. Meeps, you better not be wearing any panties. Nikki Smokes a Lot is not wearing any panties at all. Oh, wow. Oh, and Spyko, please don't tell me what you are or not or are not wearing. I really don't want to know. So obviously I'm acknowledging my chit-chatters, early chit-chatters. Thank you for joining. Agent Black, Bigger Than God, Crappy Airbags, Derp Hour, I believe that's Shadow, Gorillas by Night, several guest listeners, I Eat Cake, Meeps Ghost, hello Meeps Ghost, Nikki Smokes a Lot. Hey, you, Nikki Smokes. I had a fantastic chat with Nikki Smokes a Lot on my last program. I don't know if you guys caught my Wednesday show. It was a total train wreck. But if you go in the archives of that last show I did and just fast forward to, say, I don't know, the last 15 minutes or so, we had a great little segment. Just Nikki and I, she was throwing out sexual facts, sex facts, and it was very educational and entertaining, and I would encourage you to check it out. Maybe she can call in again tonight, and we can learn some more facts about sex. And we also have Night Angel. I believe Night Angel is a lady, too. I love it how all the women tend to be grouped in the same little area in the chit chat. They all have, you know, like when Melissa 13, or if Melissa 13 shows up, she'll be right in there with Meeps Ghost, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Night Angel. That's like the ladies section. I love it. I love you, ladies. The View, all ladies in one court. Oh, no. I'm not suggesting you ladies have anything to do with The View. Although I believe Nikki Smokes a Lot is trying to develop a show along the lines of The View for PTR. Like The View, but the only topic is sex and smoking marijuana. Just women talking about sex and weed. And what else is there, really? Okay, so before I got on the show tonight, this LLS kitten person, I don't really appreciate how she's been treating me the last couple days. It started off, yesterday? She social, her and the duck and somebody else, they all social engineered me into posting a picture of myself, of my face. Because this LLS kitten character was convinced that I had a mustache. She thinks I'm a creeper. With a porn stash. And the last thing I want people to envision is me looking like the warthog, Ron Jeremy. That's not me. Okay, I don't have a mustache. I've never grown a mustache. I've grown a beard with a mustache attached. That was not pretty. I don't think I'm ever going to do that again. But, yeah, so I posted a pic, and, of course, these trolls went nuts and photoshopped the crap out of it. And yeah, so I put it as my avatar just to make them happy. And so I thought we, you know, have a little fun, blah blah blah, whatever. It's all good. Now this LLS kitten character is just not going to let it go. I proved to her I don't have a porn stash, and now she's just blatantly saying I'm a creeper. Like she tweeted out something saying, "If you think Vincent the Bay is a creeper, retweet this." And like five people retweeted it. All dudes. So obviously, the ladies enjoy Vincent the Bay. They don't think he's creepy at all. Holy fucking crapola. There is a shit ton of callers on the line. My God. What the fuck is going on here? Wow. Okay. I'm hoping to be joined by Tearcoil of ReaperSec. If you remember last Friday night, he was my special guest. I had a great time with him. He's great to have on the show. So he's gonna show up here in a sec. And it looks like I have Shadow DXS waiting in the wings and a shit ton of other people. So I am going to do some call screening. And while I'm doing that, I will play for you the Free Ball Friday theme song. And I also want to fulfill a request. Somebody, I don't remember who, the other night requested a Sly and the Family Stone track live from Woodstock. Pretty awesome song. I'm definitely gonna play that to fulfill a request. And I'll be right back. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Yeah, nigga! You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I shot some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Okay, unmute button. So I just screened a shit ton of callers. So the word on the street is Euronon News, I guess, tweeted out my number. I don't think he even told people what the number was for. He's kind of pulling what the jester did the other night. Trying to troll me by sending my call-in number to all of his followers so they can troll the fuck out of me. Actually, no, they didn't even call in to troll me. Actually, you people that called in because Euronon News tweeted it, you got trolled by Euronon News, okay? Just like those poor jester followers got, you know, jester thinks he's trolling me, but he's really trolling his followers. So retarded. It's funny seeing the... I already talked about this, but I don't care. It was funny to see the people that tweeted back to Jester and saying, dude, it's just some stupid radio show, man. What the fuck? Yeah, yeah. Oh, and the culprit, well, suspected culprit, appears to be in the chat room. Hello there, Mr. Jackal Anon. Jackal, thanks a lot for inundating my switchboard with a bunch of Aspies and 12-year-olds. Oh, man, this has just been... I've been just getting trolled left and right. It's so stupid. You know, the other day, this Agent Sabu person leaves me a fucking voicemail and text bombs me. Yeah. But I took care of that. Changed my number again. And he seems to have gone away. I guess whoever's controlling that sock got bored. But for a second there, I thought I was dealing with some elite hacksaw shit. Like, dude was like coming after, seemed like he was coming after me and Shadow. Not cool. But I don't mind, you know, Jester and Jan trying to fuck with me. That's cool. I think I like them both. I wish the jester would unblock me and just lighten up. Anyway, there's a shit ton of callers, and I was really hoping to bring on Tearcoil as my first guest, and I don't think he's here. Oh my god, you people. All right. While we're waiting for Tearcoil to show up, let me go to the phone lines. Oh, speaking of Shadow, here is Shadow. What's up, Shadow?
What's up?
So have you heard any other peeps out of that Agent Sabu sock?
Nah, I blocked him, motherfucker. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I blocked and reported him. And that's all you can do.
Right. If you got a lot of sock accounts yourself, you can have, like, you know, 30 or 40 of them, block and report them, and that'll get the account suspended for sure.
Yeah, kind of like pretty much every night I have to spend, I have to take a music break just so I can block all of Spyco's socks.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them.
Have you ever been spammed by Spyco?
Yeah, I actually got mad at him the first time he did it and, tweeted at him going, you need to pick an account to tweet from and talk to me on that one specifically. I don't want
fuck
to mention
Spyco. All right, you know what? Spyco is laughing in the chat room. 2 minutes. You get a penalty box. You're in the penalty box, Spyco. 2 minutes.
Yeah,
Spyco.
Canceled. man.
2 minutes for laughing at Shadow and I. Well, I don't appreciate that. Once again, folks, if you're new to the show, I run this show is a no free speech zone. Okay, don't get it twisted. All right, there are terms of service. The minute you log on to this show or start listening or call in, you are subjected to the terms of service of Blog Talk Radio. What's that?
That he reserves the right to mute your ass.
And, yeah, exactly. And on top of that, I have my own house rules, okay? And I'm not going to go through them, but you might see some of them enforced, throughout the show.
Roll with the punches.
Yeah. So what else is going on, dude?
I don't know. I talked to Teardrop, or Tear Coil, as you know him.
Yeah.
Hey, calling in.
I think he's here. Let me find him.
Okay. Anyways, I guess I'm going to say hi to the chat. If y'all got any questions you want to ask, you can PM them to Vince when Tear gets on here.
Hey, Tear Coil, is that you? Tear Coil, going once. Are you muted on your end?
Hit your mute button, Tear.
All right, Tear Coil, or the person I think who is Tear Coil, is unmuted.
So I'll just call his area code out.
What's that?
Call his area code out. It might wake him up.
Oh, he knows what area code is. He already told. He told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tear Coil, wake the fuck up and whatever. They must be having something going on. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to dump his ass.
Make him call back.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He moved. Accidentally dumped somebody else.
Whoopsie.
Oh, I love it. Oh, you people. If you're the first time calling into the show and you want to talk on air, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your keypad. Press number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to join the conversation. And we got a lot of people pressing the number 1, to be honest.
I smell audio spaghetti coming later tonight.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be, we might be looking, audio spaghetti will be intense if this is any sort of barometer. But we could also do radio graffiti.
That's cool.
Which, for those who are Ghost listeners, I did not steal that from Ghost. You know who Ghost stole that term from?
Was it you?
No.
Oh.
Radio graffiti, where you just unscreen call, you give them 3 seconds or 4 seconds to say whatever they want, and they get hung up on. And you just do them rapid fire.
That's awesome.
He stole that from, it's an old trick, but, Alan Combs, a liberal talk host of all people, has been doing, radio graffiti forever, and he calls it radio graffiti. It's great. I love it. He starts off his show and he just lets people on, lets them talk for like five or 10 seconds and then hangs up on him. And he gets some fucking crazies because he's a liberal commentator doing a radio show on Fox radio. So he's got all the Fox listeners calling in and just raging on him. It's hilarious. If you want to listen to a funny talk, if you're into politics, but you want a little bit of humor mixed in with it, I would suggest the Alan Combs show. It doesn't matter which side you're on, because both sides are well represented. And he's very caller oriented. That's all he does is take calls.
I think I'd love to show one night.
And God bless his soul. You can just hear it in his voice. He's just a beaten man. You know, a lot of these guys. Another guy on Fox News Radio is that dude John Gibson, just defeated, just an old curmudgeon, just, you know, taking a paycheck and dealing with freaking nutcases.
Oh, the guy that's on the Five a lot.
Which one from the Five?
Gibson.
No, John Gibson. John Gibson used to have his own show on Fox, you know, maybe, I don't know, almost maybe like 10 years ago. He's old school Fox. He's, the only time he shows up now is on Red Eye once in a while.
Yeah. Who's the old fart that a couple days ago was even on fucking the Five? Known fucking Democrat. I mean, just always getting...
Regular guy, Bechtel?
Huh?
Bechtel?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about him? Yeah, he's old school, old boy club, Democrat, strategist, you know.
Yeah, that guy just looks like he got a permanent ass whooping.
Yeah, yeah. He's just riding it out. He's like, yeah, I just... You know, get this little check from Fox News, you know, every month, and I'm good. You know, all I have to do is sit at the table and talk to a bunch of fucking freaks.
Some of the people on Red Eye are fucking just...
I love Red Eye, man. There's several shows that I had in mind when I first started this show, and one of it was to sort of be like Red Eye, where... You know, they have it's like a panel discussion, and everyone's just kind of going at it. But, you know, on mainstream television, you know, time is of the essence. So everything has to be canned. It has to be rehearsed almost in a sound bite.
Yeah.
And I like to think this show allows people to, you know, expound on it, you know.
Well, yeah, when you take away censorship and the constant fuck-ups of the, it's a bit more of a live experience. But, you know, the way they do it on Fox, you know, they've got to be very, you know, careful as to what they say. And you can still tell that, you know, they use, you know, some live bits, you know. Occasionally you hear a fuck-up from Shep. Man, that guy's got to slip at the tongue like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, I like The Five and I like Red Eye. That's it. That's the only shows I like on Fox. I love Greg Gutfeld. I think Greg Gutfeld, Alan Levy, and what's his name? Bill Schultz. They make a great team. Did you ever hear their old podcasts?
Yeah, like from fucking 2000, what was it, like 4 to like 2000... Almost 8 or 9.
Oh no, I'm talking about the one they did recently. They brought it back for a little while. They were doing like 12-minute. They were doing like 12-minute podcasts, and it was essentially like a miniature segment from a radio show. Also, yeah, one time, speaking of John Gibson, those three guys filled in for John Gibson, and it was awesome, dude. Like those guys are they would have a kick-ass radio show. No doubt about it.
I would have loved to listen to that one.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, a lot of people just don't appreciate it, though.
I know I'm going to sound absolutely crazy when I say this, but I actually miss Glenn Beck. I know he's got his own thing going on in Texas, but
I don't miss that guy for a second, you know.
Well,
good for him. He got his 15 minutes of fame, cashed in on it, and now he's doing his own thing. Good for him. But there's something off about that guy. He's funny. Don't get me wrong. He's funny. Like, if you really listen to him, like, because he used to be a morning zoo crew. Basically, his show used to be a morning zoo crew show, and now it's a zoo crew show / political show because they just goof off half the time.
Well, I mean, like, a lot of the things that he was talking about, he could compare damn near anybody to some kind of fucking Nazi in like one episode.
Yeah. Dude, and I hate it. I hated his show. What? That stupid chalkboard bullshit. It was so over the top. He was so just ripping off Alex Jones.
Yeah. He's like the TV Alex Jones.
Dude,
almost.
Yeah, exactly, man. They couldn't get Alex Jones, so they got, you know, Glenn Beck said, I'll do it then.
He even had a segment on CNN before.
Oh, yeah. He was on Headline News for a long time. He had a talk show, yeah. And he was pretty right-wing-ish on there, too. But he really cashed in for that. What was it? He was only on Fox for, like, not even a year.
Yeah, he was there for a while. I mean, like, he was almost there for, he wasn't on the primetime spot for a while, but, I mean, like, he was there on Fox.
Yeah, well, they said when he eventually left, they said he would continue on as a correspondent, contributor, blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen, I don't watch Fox News that much, but from what I can tell, I don't think he's appeared on there at all. I think he just does his own little Blaze TV thing.
He was on the O'Reilly Factor a couple weeks ago, promoting his new book, Agenda 21.
Yeah, of course, Agenda 21. Okay. All right. Before let's readjust our tinfoil hats for a second, and I think we now have Tier with us. Tier, is that you?
Yes, thank God.
Fuck
right.
Yeah.
Dude, you called in earlier, and I unmuted you, and I was talking to you. Did you hear me at all?
No, it didn't give me the unmuted. The fucking Keanu Reeves sounded bullshit.
Yeah, I apologize. It's annoying, and it's almost like condescending, too. You know?
Whatever.
But we got you, dude. It's all right. We Shadow and I have just been vamping about Glenn Beck. So I was pretty sure that
Shadow bringing up Glenn Beck was just his counter troll for fucking what Yan did and tweeting out your number just to bore everybody else to death.
Yeah,
let's
bore the fuck out of these Anons so they go.
Well,
away.
I mean, fucking everybody in Anon that I know of fucking loathes Glenn Beck. So the minute I heard Shadow pop up Glenn Beck, I was like, yeah, this needs to drop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anons hate right wing shit. Oh, by the way, dude, guys. I know you guys are already registered, but I'm totally going to register for the NRA now.
Yeah.
and the gun owners of America, both.
Yes.
I'm such a fucking whore. I want all the attention I can possibly get. So I'm signing up.
Well, we already knew you were a whore, Vince, but I mean,
yeah, but
that's prevalent on every show.
Can we name a female you haven't green-roomed?
That's a good question. Yeah. That's a great trivia question.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tweet that. Hang on. Because that needs to be
go ahead,
responded
do it.
To.
Do it. And if anybody has jackals, I'm not going to go there.
I know of a few people who have things you might want.
No, let's not go there. Let's be cool.
Okay, we won't go.
Let's be the better, the bigger person, and
ooh,
not stoop to that level. Okay. I will not stoop to the level of Jackal or Jester or Jan or whoever the fuck. You know, if they want to like troll their followers into calling my number, then that's their problem.
It's just more listeners for you, man. I mean,
yeah, actually,
it pisses their followers off, so they're only fucking themselves.
Yeah. They're suddenly people are gonna like, you know, that was kind of fucked up. I feel kind of violated by your Anon News. I think I'm gonna unfollow that asshole.
Anon assholes. There's like, what, four or five of them that run that fucking account?
At least.
Yeah, hey, Tier, you weren't on here like a couple, like, two shows ago, dude. Fucking Jester was listening. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. I'm not even going to. Must resist. Must resist.
No, you know you want to rape it.
Well, I mean, if he calls in and listens now, he can call in and listen now and not get online and whatever else. So, fuck that shit. I don't care.
You want to know if the Jester's listening? Here, fuck you, Jester.
I haven't checked.
No, see, in the chat room right now, Von Rage or whatever did a little Jester tonguey face or whatnot.
Hey, Von Rage, you need to call in again.
So yeah, no, I'll keep my opinions on that whole ordeal.
DB Cooper,
right now.
Okay, hang on, guys. Speaking of anons, DB Cooper just tweeted, "My phone is dying. I'm not sure I'm going to make it." Okay, DB Cooper, I'm going to bring you on right now. Hang on.
All right, cool.
He was actually one of the first people that called in too.
Good shit.
DB Cooper, you're on. What's up?
Yo, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going on?
We're just hanging out, getting ready to answer a bunch of calls from some anons because of your anon news tweeting my number.
No, that's not really true. He's not really trolling his followers because he didn't really tell them. You know, Jan didn't really tell him it was a different number. He didn't really say like it's a pizzeria or it's a. It's a Westboro Baptist Church member's phone number.
What did it say?
Just dropped the number. Oh, I just dropped the number.
Oh, just put it.
Actually, no, I'm wrong. It was a troll because he said, call us.
Yeah,
so
what the
people.
Fuck?
Yeah, call
89. Never mind.
He did that the other day with the Westboro Baptist Church. Your Anon News just said, in the middle of the day, out of nowhere.
If anybody in the Westboro Baptist Church wants to talk to us, call into Vincent the Bay tonight.
I told you, admittedly, the other night, I told people if they were having erectile dysfunction that they should call this number.
That's good.
Yeah. Be hard.
I like that. That's great.
That's free publicity, man.
Yeah, it boosts my numbers. Shit, I got like over... Because every time somebody logs on to listen, that counts as a live listener. Even the people that will tune in for a second and go like, this is some horseshit, and log off, that counts as a live listener.
Well,
right, hey bro, are you at a party? Is there a domestic dispute going on behind you? It's really loud.
Is it? Okay. Well, I can't be on long then if it's fucking your shit up. No, actually, I'm at a bar.
Oh, you're at a bar. Oh, you can't go outside?
I just thought I'd call in.
Wait. Ain't hot chicks there?
There's lots of hot chicks here.
All right.
Go grab one right now.
Is this one close to...
Yeah. You want me to put one on?
Yeah, put one on, one of them on.
Okay, hold on real quick. Hold on.
In before, dude.
Shut up. I'm gonna mute all you guys.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the Vince in the Bay Show. What's your name?
My name is Maggie.
Maggie.
How's
your night going so far, Maggie?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How is your night going?
Oh, it's going fantastic. I just had Anonymous tweet out my call-in number, and I have over 9,000 callers on hold waiting to call in. And DB Cooper said his phone was dying, so I expedited the process and brought him on, and he said he was in a bar, and I said, give the phone to the hottest chick in that bar right now so we can talk to her. So.
Oh, well, he found the hottest chick.
that's what I'm talking about. So you're tuned into the Vincent the Bay Show. There's actually probably at least about 1,000 people that are going to hear this. Do you have any thoughts or anything you want to get off your chest and share it with some complete strangers on
the
internet?
Let me walk out where there's a lot of noise so I can hear you better.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you super should have done in the first place. Go outside. This chick is smart. I hope she's not. Hello.
Okay, hey, I can hear you better now.
So, are you and DB Cooper? Are you guys an item? What's going on there?
No, we're not an item.
Oh, really? So you're available?
But we are very, very close friends.
Are you available?
No, I'm not available.
You're spoken for.
Yes, I am spoken for.
How's that going?
Is it
working out?
Yeah, it's going pretty great. We have a couple kids.
Wow. How long have you been together?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Good, solid number. Good for you guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And the
Thank
kids
you.
Are healthy. The kids are healthy. Everything's going great.
Yeah, they're psychos, but I guess they're healthy, yeah.
Okay, keep an eye on them. We don't want them to turn into one of these crazy motherfuckers that steal your gun and go shoot up a school, okay?
No, yeah, I keep a close eye on them. They're actually one of them's homeschooled.
Instill values into those kids so they don't become
I am very so much about that.
If you're
when they fuck up.
If your kids show signs of isolation at all, you should definitely investigate, talk to them, make them open up, be sympathetic, empathetic, whatever.
I'm really into like emotions and making my children aware of emotions and like their surroundings. And I don't think I have anything to worry about. My 4-year-old talks to every single person he ever encounters to a point where it's slightly embarrassing. But they're very social kids,
you know,
and they are very hyper.
He might be a future performer of some sort, like an entertainer.
Oh, definitely. He's a drummer. He is a
musician.
He's going to be a punk. Yeah, he's a musician. Dad's a musician. He drums on everything, and yeah, he's
That's
really
cool.
into punk
That's
rock music.
Great, great thing for people to release aggression, playing drums.
Yes.
I think, and you notice how almost all drummers are completely batshit crazy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's like a thing about girls who date drummers.
Yeah. They have
yeah,
serious...
but you know what? There's like a level of batshit crazy that's acceptable, that's kind of endearing, and then there's a level of batshit crazy that's just batshit crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm an artist myself.
Hold up. There is no level of batshit crazy that is all right. None whatsoever. I don't care. Kid, woman,
well, what if
male.
You're a batshit crazy person married to a batshit crazy person?
You are the apocalypse waiting. You are the reason that the apocalypse didn't happen. That's the reason why we're still here. It wasn't that the Mayans were wrong. It's that you married batshit crazy when
maybe
you are batshit.
Maybe I'm the beginning of the new age.
No, hell no.
Maybe
I'm still fire.
Maybe I'm a beginning of a level of awareness.
Hey, are you blonde?
No, I'm not.
No way. She does not sound blonde at all. Right. Come on now, dude. Like,
I have to be sure because she knows words.
I have been blonde.
She knows words and grammar, bro. Come on, it's obvious.
God.
Well, you know what? I already forgot your name. What's your name again?
Maggie.
Oh, Maggie.
Come on, player. Get it right.
Hey, Maggie. It's been fantastical having you on the show. I'm sorry if we pulled you away from your evening.
What was the point you wanted to come to with this conversation? What did you want to take from this?
What's DB Koopa's real name? I'm just kidding. Don't say that.
You're not going to get it.
No, I don't care about docs. I want to make sure that parents are being responsible, that are being, that they're taking care of their kids, you know, and not.
I was raised by parents who are in their 70s that raised me very, very aware of everything around me, and I just want to emulate them. And parenting is my number one obligation in life. So.
Okay,
but I don't think that's the rule for most people.
Before we let you go, we're doing a live. I don't even know if you know what's going on. We're doing a live radio show on the internet. And,
okay.
And so right now there's about 50 people at least who are listening right now live, and people are sending me there's a chat room and people are sending me questions for you.
Okay.
Agent Black wants me to tell you that you won over $9,000 for asking an elementary question. I don't even know what that means.
$9,000? There's no way that could be right!
I got a better question.
What? You got cut off there, dude. Say it again.
I was asking how big your titties was.
Oh, yeah. What's your breast size?
Oh, wow. This is depressing. I'm a double A, maybe an A.
Oh, see, you need a bra. That's cool.
I'm a yogi, so I'm a very...
You're just like... you're like a ballerina.
Yes, I actually was a professional ballerina.
Yeah. That's great.
That's so awesome.
It's proportional. You're slim. You're lean.
I'm very proportional.
And you're probably so goddamn flexible. It's unforreal.
I enjoy being flexible.
Maggie, that's nothing to be cursed about. Okay. Your titties are awesome.
All right.
Shut the fuck up, Shadow. Goddamn.
All right. We'll let you get back to. Back to the party. Thank you so much again, Maggie, for talking with us.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
And tell D.B. Cooper he can eat a bag of dicks.
Yes.
I will. I will tell him that.
Perfect.
He will not care.
Thank you.
Excellent. That's okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You guys have a fantastic night.
We will.
Oh. Thank you, Maggie.
Just made it that way. All right, bye-bye.
See you. Talk to you later, bye.
All right, there's Maggie and D.B. Cooper. There you go, folks.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you, guys.
So what do we, did we just pwn D.B. Cooper right there?
Totally.
No, pwning would have been at least to get his fucking name or some shit. And,
no,
well, I will say this. I will say this. If she actually tells him to eat a bag of dicks, then yeah, I can say that that would make me happy. But I don't think she's going to tell him to eat a bag of dicks.
Why does it always have to be about docs, though? Like, I don't. Who cares?
Hey, man, with you, Vince, I think a good old fashioned passionate ass whooping and a prank is a great way to pwn somebody. It ain't always got to be a docs. I don't give a fuck who you.
That was a subtle troll, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to get first of all, I legitimately wanted to get a female on the program because I have a feeling all these calls that are on hold are all a bunch of, you know, males. And, you know, the guy's in a bar, you know, hey, give the phone to a hot chick. Let's talk to a hot chick. I don't want to talk to your ass. I can't even hear you. And, of course, she had the half a brain and knew to go outside to talk, which he refused to do.
Yeah, no, that shows some intelligence, but, yeah, still.
So he called in,
she
whatever.
She said bad shit crazy. No.
But this is it. I mean, it's not a super, you know, ultra troll, but it's a subtle troll, you know. He called in, probably had an agenda, and we foiled that agenda by taking his phone from him and having a ethical conversation with Maggie.
And we got to find out her breath.
True.
Right?
And to top it off, she told him to eat a bag of dicks. Handed the phone back to him, and they were hung up on. Okay, I think that's
all right.
That's,
all right. Yeah, you get a plus one. That's fine.
See, one day Tier's going to learn how to use couth when it comes to trolling. But until then, he needs to go for the jugular.
You need to shut your fat ass up. Just shush.
You mad?
Do what? No.
Okay. So officially officially VITB owned DB Cooper. It's confirmed. Thank you. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to this caller out of the 347 unscreened. Caller, who are you and what's on your mind? Hello? Caller?
Hey, you're
what's going on? What's going on, guys?
Oh, shit. Is this retarded Chris?
Oh, fucking shit.
I'm calling. I got a new gun that I just bought, and I wanted to tell you about it.
God damn it, dude. Just break character for 2 minutes and let me prepare for this.
But I got a new gun.
You got a new gun? What kind of gun did you get?
Semi-automatic, shotgun, and, my uncle said, my uncle said that, he's gonna take me, to go shoot it tomorrow at the gun lot.
Well, that's so, great. Are you gonna take it to school with you on Monday?
I'm gonna stab you, Shadow.
Vince, I'm gonna sign up for the NRA too. I think everyone should. Also, guns actually save lives. I mean, if people really they don't mention Charles Whitman, how he what?
Oh, did he cut out?
And he's in the green room. Okay.
Thank God.
Sorry to bore the balls off you, kids. Let's take some more. We'll take a few more calls, and I got to take a break. I got to take a leak, and I want to screen. I literally have 18 callers that want to talk, so I got to screen some of these. But we'll do a couple unscreened. Area code 509. You're on. What's up? Who is this?
Oh, hi.
Hey, who are you? And what's on your mind?
What's that?
I said, who are you, and what's on your mind?
My name is Carl, and I'm writing a paper.
You're writing
a paper.
It's about democracy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
pretty exciting. I was just told to call the number, so I thought I would do so.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Is there anything
you'd like
to add?
What did you guys do to Anger Anonymous?
What?
What did you guys do to Anger Anonymous?
No, we didn't.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It was Jackal. Jackal's just trolling me. And actually, by default, he's actually, you know what, he actually, what he did, he trolled his followers, is what he did. He, you know, like, how fair is that to have you just call in and, not know.
If I weren't calling in, I'd be writing a paper about democracy. So I think I'm doing all right.
So. All right. Well, how about we let you go back to writing your paper about democracy?
No.
Yeah, 15 minutes is up. Bye.
What are you in college? What's your deal?
I'm in law school.
You're in law school. How far along are you?
This is the last year.
So this is it?
This is it. Yeah.
The finish line.
Well, yeah. Pretty depressing now. Once you get to the end, you're like, oh, wow, everybody just wanted power and money the entire time. So.
Congratulations.
Yeah. What's that?
I said welcome to the real world.
Do you? Yeah. Everybody in the real world thinks like that?
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Hey,
yeah.
Do you want, like, nice things in life and not the struggle?
I think that wanting
okay.
nice
yeah,
things
if,
makes
if yeah,
you
then, yeah, nice. Then fucking work for it. So,
okay.
I mean, it's that fucking simple.
If everybody had nice things, then there'd be no nice things. There has to be bad things in order.
That just shows that like you automatically
you sound liberal
to other people.
I said you sound liberal.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, liberal?
It doesn't matter what he sounds like. It's the question at hand. Stay focused, Shadow.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm serious. This is the internet, bro. This is a show on the internet. This is serious business.
Yeah.
Okay. I need you to be focused. All right.
I'm focused.
This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
Got it. You got it.
Okay. Where were we? What was the question?
My question for you or your question for me? I don't know if you guys.
Speaking of questions, we have a question. Ms. Becker in the chat room
who's
kind of hot. She's got nice boobies and she's smart. And she actually is a law student herself.
Awesome.
And she just recently dyed her hair blue because she's also part cray cray. And
awesome.
So. I'm imagining she's an animal in bed. I'm picturing it. I don't know from experience, but I got a hunch she's a good time in the sack. She has a thing for blondes, and she wants to know if you are a blonde.
I'm not, but my ex-boyfriend is.
Whoa!
There you go, Ms. Becker. There's your answer.
Happy to help her.
All right. So why do you follow Yarn on News and just call random numbers that you don't know what they are?
Put it in the FBI, dude.
Well, you know, the reason I follow them is because I support a lot of their political ideals. I don't think people realize how much they're enslaved by just like the banking system, how people are fundamentally taught to desire certain things, and then that basically puts money in the pocket of people who just gain power from that.
So you're saying that iPhones aren't shiny?
Sorry, what's that? What's that?
You're saying that iPhones aren't shiny and people don't want them because they look
cool? No. I mean, so this is the thing. I
what the hell are you talking about, Shadow?
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. Shut up and let this talk.
Hey, Vince.
Wait, hang on a second. Shadow's on timeout. 2 minutes. Shadow, 2 minutes for interrupting the person who had the floor. Sorry, Tier, what were you going to say?
Real quick.
No. Carl, shut up for a second. Tier, you were going to say something quickly.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something real quick. It might disconnect me. If it does, then I'll call back in, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Just letting you know.
All right, good. Okay, Carl, back to you. What were you saying?
Yes. Oh, I was just going to respond to whether iPhones are shiny or not. I think that the thing is that we don't have to disconnect our belief, like our like capitalist type of ideas, like to build new stuff and to like make new things and to like have technology. Why do we have to like totally get rid of the idea that other people are important or that the type of life we live is something important as well? I don't know why those are like mutually exclusive. So I am pro technology. I'm pro things that bring people together. I'm opposed to the things that like make us feel like we're individuals who are no longer connected to others.
No.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Well, what do you propose? What is the meaning of all of this stuff that we do?
We're already individuals connected to each other, dude. You and I are connected right now, right?
Yeah.
It's already there. It's already here, and it's going to get bigger and weirder and fucking more teched out, and it's literally going to be the fucking Matrix, dude.
Yeah,
so,
but
hang on and enjoy the ride.
But don't you think we have to, like, pause and reflect on the types of things we do? Like, Facebook now makes us feel like we're connected to other people. Like,
yeah,
like our friends
you don't,
are part
you don't
of
want
our
to
life.
Do Facebook. You don't want to do Facebook, trust me. In fact, within a year, you don't want to do Twitter either. Next year, Twitter's going to have to decide whether they're going to go public or do private capital. Are you playing on the piano? What's going on?
I'm not, but I hear you.
Sec? Is that Reaper Sec? Tier.
Not me.
Oh, they dropped off. All right. That must have been somebody. Never mind. Back to you, Carl. Really quick. What were we talking about?
Oh, technology, or like, you know, Facebook. Like the
Facebook.
Like
get off
community.
Of Facebook. I know you technically
can't. Yeah, I'm off
can't.
Of Facebook.
But they only allow you to deactivate your account. All you have to do is just log back in and you're back. It's some bullshit.
I tried to do Spotify, and every time I signed on to Spotify, it signed back up for space.
Trust me. The less social media you're on, the better. Keep it simple, bro.
I agree. And, like, each of those things make you feel like you have friends or, like, people in your life, but, like, at the end of the day, they're just, like,
okay,
you're
going on a timeout. You're going on a timeout. Carl, on timeout for using the term end of the day, okay? I despise end of the day. Now, everybody knows how I feel about the term shout-out. Okay, I'm slowly removing it from my lexicon. I'm using big ups for now until something better pops up. But even more than shout outs, I hate the term at the end of the day. Okay. Because it never makes any sense. Like, if something is so all-encompassing and boils down to one thing, why is it only at the end of the day? Why isn't it that way at the beginning of the day? Why does it have to be at the end of the day? Why do we have to fuck around all day and then decide things are cool? It's just fucking retarded logic, and I don't appreciate it on my show. I'll tell you what I do appreciate, female callers who want to have phone sex with me in the green room. Ladies, if you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667. Now, I want to take a little break here and play a classic Vince in the Bay cut here. I used to be, I don't really call into other shows that much anymore. Just pretty much do my show and that's it. But back in the day, I used to call into a lot of shows, and I've compiled some clips that I think you might enjoy. And this one, this classic cut, is actually two different calls. It's one call into Poetically Spoken. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Poetically Spoken, but Poetically Spoken is basically this blog talk show where people call in and recite like erotic poetry and stuff. It's not all erotic, but it's just, you know, just total space cadets reciting their poetry, that bullshit poetry that they write. So I called into them, sort of subtle trolled them, and then. Oh, yeah, I wanted to play this clip because we were talking about Facebook and deleting your account. Then another clip of me calling into Dawn Nicolione. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Dawn Nicolione, but she is the baddest bitch on VTR, and she's funny as hell. And I called into her show and told her how to shut down her Facebook account. So check it out. I'll be right back. Thank you.
We're gonna go ahead to the next caller.
That's Vincent the Bay.
Hi, Vincent.
It's Vincent the Bay. Just Vince is fine.
Vince? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been meaning to swing by for some time, and I'm glad I've got the opportunity now to be here with you ladies. You're both so lovely and talented, and I love the lineup of writers you've presented thus far. I really enjoy the content of a lot of this writing. It's very inspiring. I myself am not a writer, but I am very fond of reciting erotic poetry. And I thought I'd just swing through and share a quick little piece that I enjoy. I found this online as I was just kind of cruising around and thought of you guys and thought I'd stop in and share it with you. This piece is called Rapture by Karen Schaefer.
Okay.
This is a place for us that no one else can enter. It's a place that holds no secrets, only beauty, peace, understanding. A place that we come to thinking we are one, only to have our souls fused together for yet just a moment. And in that moment, I know you. Every pore, every pulse, every thought, every fear. And I love you more and more. I feel myself laid bare before you. And yet I feel content, joyous that you are with me, loving me in my nakedness. And that's that piece. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
I like that piece.
Me too.
It's beautiful. Short to the point. I enjoy that.
I enjoy it too. Yeah.
You have a nice voice.
It was a quickie, you know?
It was. Sometimes quickies are great, you know, for the moment.
That's what it's about. Yeah, it's all good.
You know, but thank you so much for sharing, you know.
I appreciate it,
ladies.
That's
a very nice piece.
Yeah.
You're
a pretty nice piece yourself there, sister. I really enjoy the program. Huge fan. And I guess I'll just listen to the rest of the show in the chat. Thanks.
Okay, wonderful. Do you want to let people know where they may be able to read some of your
work? Oh, absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you. I go by Vince in the Bay on Blog Talk Radio. I have a show. Yeah, Vince in the Bay. I do a show every night about 9 p.m. Pacific during the week. And then the weekends I do it later. Like tonight I'm doing it at 10, and so I'm doing it an hour from now. And, if your listeners want to come by, just look me up on BTR. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay.
Okay. Well,
right,
thank
ladies.
You, Ben.
Toodles.
All right.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Skype caller, you're on the air. What you got?
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay in the building!
Hello, Don Nicolione. It's so good to be with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. What you got for us?
I have to give you major props for shutting down your Facebook. That's awesome. You want to make sure that you delete all the content from your Facebook page before you shut it down, though, because you know that Facebook caches everything, and all you have to do is sign back into your Facebook after you've supposedly deleted it, and it will restore everything. So if you want to make it clean... If you want to make a clean break, I would say go in, dump all your photos, dump all your blogs, defriend everybody.
I got to defriend people.
Yeah, you got to go in there and surgically just unplug everything.
Oh, that's why they make it hard for a nigga to get off that shit, because you
right.
got to do
will,
a whole, you
got to
pack up and move. You literally got to get boxes of damn U-Haul truck and shit and tape.
Right.
Newspaper. Damn, Vince, that's a whole lot of that's like really fucking moving and packing up. I'll never do that shit again. I swear to God, I never join another. See, I never joined Black Planet, MySpace, or none of that other stupid shit. You know, they making it really complicated for a nigga to get out the Matrix. No, I'm getting out that mug.
More power to you, Don. I love Twitter. I'm a Twitter fucking freak. But I know it's not.
Vince, you know
not
there's no cussing on my
tea.
Show.
I'm sorry? Oh, my
there's
bad.
There's no cussing on my show.
Oh, my bad.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Game Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
I don't get down like that.
Vince is a slob troll.
That's right.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Sense, sense, sense.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
You got it right, me.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird. Did you? Where's one eye?
I'm a troll and a liar.
We're on the network.
Run away, run away, run away.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Shit, is music over? Shadow, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Fuck. All right.
What, you want me to
stop? I just spent that entire, like, 8 minutes screening calls. We got some interesting people lined up.
You want to fuck them up?
We're gonna try to burn through these calls. We only got 40 minutes left.
Bring them on.
So Shadow and I are gonna. Carl's still here. Carl, we can bring Carl back on. What's up, Carl? You still there?
Oh yeah. Hey, why aren't you writing your paper, Carl?
Yeah, dude.
I'm writing my paper simultaneously.
Oh, you're multitasking. Good, good.
I was gonna try and listen on the internet, but my internet sucks. So I didn't.
Yeah, dude. The internet always.
I'd ever be recalled from timeout. I feel honored.
No, timeout. Timeout usually is like 2 minutes. Same with the chat room. I'll moderate the chat room. People get out of line. People start spamming, scrolling, talking smack, dropping docs. They get muted.
Yeah, unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable. I run this like a tyrant. I am. Think of me as Il Duce.
I will be from now on. I just learned of your existence, but I will from now on think of you as Il Duce.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess I should thank Anonymous and the Jester for that matter. Like, pretty much two of my last three shows, those guys tweeted out my number.
Nice. Well,
and
hopefully I
gain a few extra listeners. You know, some people that came for the coffee and stayed for the pie. It's good. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. What is there to do in the Bay for New Year's?
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
Fox Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland, California.
Okay.
Erica Badu with opening guest, The Coup.
Nice. That would be nice.
It's going to be off the hook.
I saw Beach House there this year. It was awesome.
Yeah, I think Primus is doing a New Year's. I've seen Primus New Year's a billion times. There's another. Oh, somebody else. Oh, Gogo Bordello is doing like a pre-New Year's bash. I might go at that. I don't know. There's a lot. There's always. Let's put it this way. San Francisco is definitely a destination for bands who want to do their New Year's shows. There's always you know, every place, the Warfield, the Fillmore, Slim's, Bottom of the Hill, Great American Music Hall, Bimbo's, they're all going to be, the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, all the major venues all have, like you know, high profile.
Really, Dougie Doug? You want to say some stupid shit like that?
What?
Look at it in the chat, man.
Do I have to mute somebody in the chat? What's Dougie Doug writing? Wear your bulletproof vest in Newtown.
Idiot.
I like this one. Agent Black says, Vunce, mute Shadow for talking. Yeah, I essentially did that already. So, all right, you guys ready to take some calls here?
Yeah, good night, everyone. Thanks for the fun.
Carl, you're rage quitting? What's up?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know you could allow more people in simultaneously.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? This is going to turn into a fucking shit show really fast.
I love technology. I take it all back.
No, this is all like, right. Just imagine being on a conference call with a bunch of dysfunctional, retarded drug addicts.
Calling home for the holidays. Got it.
Yeah. So this is going to turn into a clusterfuck of that by the end of the show, which is another 37 minutes to go.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep adding on callers. The panel is an infinite panel. There's room on the panel of my show for everyone. And believe me, in a minute here, it's going to be Argondon.
Awesome.
Okay. And just try to do yourself a favor to, you know, I'll keep your mic open, but try to keep background noise to a minimum, like maybe mute yourself and then just unmute to talk, because there's a proper etiquette, because then I just start becoming a complete dictator and will mute people, so... It's an experience. Okay, I just want to tell you right now, we've got 22 callers with their hands up, all right? So at some point, there could potentially be, and will quite possibly be, 22 callers live on air. So it's going to get, this is audio spaghetti on acid, all right? Okay. So let's bring on Toph. Toph, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy. Just here chilling, listening, and watching you guys. Not watching you guys, but listening to you guys. But I feel like I'm watching you guys. You guys are really into the conversation, man. reading that cypherpunk book, talking about Facebook and how intense it is and selling its information out to the open view, and it's fucking ridiculous, dude. I don't know. I don't know where to go from that, though. Like, I wouldn't know how to fucking, like, tell the world without sounding like a fucking psychopath, like a paranoid person, you know? Like, I don't think people realize that they have to get off Facebook because this is, like, pretty intense.
I like turtles.
What?
I like turtles.
I love turtles.
So yeah. You called in tonight because you saw this number tweeted on by Euronon News.
Yeah.
And why in the hell would you call a random number tweeted by Anonymous?
I don't know. I think it's because you guys have high popularity, and I think that book, Cypherpunk, definitely...
Wait a second. Guys, you guys, there's no Anons here. There are no Anons here.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Are you talking to the listeners? Cause
I'm talking to whoever, bro.
Okay,
I know that
good.
You have mass publicity, so all I'm doing is just putting some awesome bit of information out so people could understand how amazing this cypherpunk book. It really is. It's freaking awesome, dude. It's like a whole culture behind it. And I don't care if anyone's part of anything. I'm just here for the fucking cause, and the cause is just to keep the internet free, man.
Amen, brother.
Hey, dude, yeah. Are you blonde by any chance?
Am I blonde?
Miss Becker wants to know if you're blonde.
Dude, I'm actually pretty Mexican.
Oh.
Mexicano. That's right. That's good. We are very.
We are one online, bro.
Well, I'm talking about this show specifically is very, let's just say, tolerant of callers. And I'm talking about anybody and everybody. You know, I mean, as of right now, I got Shadow DXS, Carl, and now Toph.
Hi.
On the line. Odd mix of characters.
Yeah.
If anything, thank you, Euronon News, for making tonight's show oddly amusing.
I'm glad, dude. This is great. I've been listening to you guys since I was at the bar.
Right on, bro. Yeah, it seems like everybody's just that's where you listen to Vince of the Bay is at the bar.
E.B.
Cooper was at the bar. Did you hear us troll him?
Oh, was he? I didn't hear that part. I wish I was.
Oh,
I
check out the podcast in the archive when it's all.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, everybody, if you don't know already, you can go to my show page and download. And I think there's a way to link it to iTunes so you can download it as a podcast on iTunes. It'll just automatically, you can set it so it automatically downloads every night.
That's amazing. Stickum does the same thing, huh? You ever do Stickum?
I think, I think all those sites do that. Speaker,
that's awesome.
Spreaker, TalkShoe.
Cool.
Whatever, they all archive stuff, you know, it's all the same thing, it's just a different flavor, you know?
Yeah, man, you're definitely doing this right, though, dude. I love the way you're, like, handling all this, man, you're crazy. Handling an infinite board, I just started laughing my ass off when I heard
dude,
that.
Dude, I'm a one-man show, bro.
You're fucking awesome.
All right, get
trying
off
to
my
do
nuts,
it.
Get off my nuts, I want to make room for Assert Mac Fags.
Yeah, let's get someone else on the line, dude.
Assert, is that you?
Hello.
Assert, thank God I found you. You know what? I tried. Yeah. I tried you in the screening room like 3 times. What do you do when I play this song? Do you just start like fapping or something, or what do you do?
No, I had my phone like was charging and I was like getting dressed. I'm about to go to the bar.
Are you all dolled up?
Are you all dolled up?
Not all dolled up. Just like. Basic.
Are you wearing a bra tonight?
I'm wearing a bra. I'm wearing a purple sweater with black boot jeans.
Ooh. Wait, black boots? Like leather boots?
Yeah, they actually are leather.
How high do they go up?
Are they Doc Martens?
Shut up, dude. Shut up, dude.
No, they're not Doc Martens. Well,
what?
I wish they were.
Yeah.
They're like calf high, calf things.
Oh,
wait,
cool.
Do they go up to your knees?
Almost to my knees.
Okay, that's good enough. Yeah, that sounds pretty hot. Yeah, I think you're going to...
You're definitely staying on.
You're going to break something tonight.
I think so. I'll do all right.
Cool. So, are you from California?
You called it an odd night, Assert. You're not...
I know.
Tweeted out my call-in number and didn't give any explanation, apparently, of what it was. So now all these aspies are calling the show.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. I've been listening on and off, at least. But I know that Yan has been under some crazy control lately. I mean, after I hacked them and all. But I know that NightSec and KY Anonymous tried to get me suspended last night, and since they're like legion faggots, they had like a zillion people try to report me and shit. And I woke up this morning and I was still there, Nice try, Anonymous. You suck, you faggots.
What happened, dude?
Huh?
You got pissed at your friends because they told on you? Or they just... What?
No, I don't know. They were just like... I called KY Anonymous a faggot, and then he, like, sent Legion after me because he was a butthurt little loser.
Okay. Answer.
And then he tweeted from Yan to get me suspended. Me and another guy from the GNAA. And we all just laughed and laughed and laughed.
Hey. Speaking of the GNAA, that guy, Dutch Minotti?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Tavon, he says he's listening to the show and is wondering why we're not discussing the plan to destroy Anonymous. This is actually considering, you know, Anonymous is listening right now. We you guys should bring that up. Tavon, call in, please.
Tavon. Tavon's my new internet crush right now.
DM me your area code or whatever on Twitter, and I'll get you on, dude, because I want to hear more about this. I know Assert has some inside scoop on that. What's the plan that you guys have?
Basically, well, I mean, we can't go into too many details, you know, obviously, since this is a big operation. But we got attacked, or I got attacked today, mostly by some Legion fag, inspired by some with a bunch of letters at the end, aka Anon Forecast, who called me out as an FBI agent and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, and Anon Foreskin, yeah. But he just went ballistic, and on the screenshots are fucking hilarious. The tweets are awesome, and a bunch of trolls hopped in, and we all had a good time, and it was hilarious. But anyways, we've decided that Anonymous is a hate group, and they are officially enemies of free speech in America because they're trying to quash speech insofar as the Westboro Baptist Church and anyone who supports their right to protest, which I do. I support the Westboro Baptist Church's right to protest, and, you know, that's not a popular opinion, especially around Anonymous. So, of course, if I agree with Westboro, I'm the enemy of Anonymous, quote unquote.
What?
So, which is absurd.
Yeah. Isn't it all for the better good of us all? Isn't that what they work for? Like, you know, hacking all these dickheads? Like, isn't that what they work for, like, to expose the wrongdoings of humans and to fucking learn how to learn from them?
Anonymous?
Yeah, isn't
no,
that what...
No, okay.
No, because that's what I get.
I don't agree with Westboro, but I respect the right for them.
Okay.
The right to express their free speech. I think they're a bunch of assholes, but they're epic trolls. And they're epic trolls, and they get paid to fucking troll, and they troll better than any Anon ever.
Yeah. How twisted.
And they pretty much epitomize free speech in America. And if people are willing and vehemently willing to quash what their message is, or their ability to do that, say that message, then they are enemies of freedom of speech.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
Like, nothing should be that solid, you know, like, especially when you're in this field, like, everything, you know, that everyone's trying to fucking be on top of it. All, like, dictator status. That's what we're trying to eliminate, right? Isn't that what we're all working for, to take away the dictatorship from this world and let it be ran by the people?
What does that have to do with... That has nothing to do with this argument.
Let me explain how I see...
The argument is about free speech.
Well, let me explain how I see
the limits,
like, anonymous.
Of free speech.
This is how I came to anonymous. Really quick story. You know, I started going into the whole, like, WikiLeaks thing. Yeah, awesome. You know, this is like going against, like, all the fucking corruption that there is in the world. Finally, we got to solve some problems because we know what the problem is because we got all these freaking hacked emails. So I'm like, okay, who's doing it? Oh, okay, I think it's anonymous. You know, like, this is just me going off my own imagination. I don't know if it is. I don't even know who the fuck's doing this. You know, no one does. But point is that that's how I came to you guys. Or whatever. I don't know if you guys are. Whatever. You know, it's just fucking. If there's any add-on listeners, that's pretty cool. But all I'm saying is, dude, like, are you guys working for the better good of humanity? Is that? Do I have that wrong? Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I'm
not sure.
I wasn't really listening, but I want to weigh in real quick.
Okay.
Before I gotta go, I wasn't really paying attention to what you were saying because it's all just gobbly good.
Yeah.
But I do think that we are working for the better good of humanity. While I respect the rights of Westboro Baptists, I also respect the rights of people who can attack them with their freedom of speech.
Okay.
Like Eugene Nazi. Like, I respect them, although I hate the canonized Nazi hacker moniker now. That's just so fucking annoying and so unoriginal. Like, Nazi gods or Nazi sex. Like, fucking kill yourself. Anyways, I do really think that Cosmo is hilarious, Schmoop is hilarious, Anonymous is fucking gay, but that's my opinion. And yeah, smoke crack every day.
You smoke crack every day?
Amen.
What happened? You were going good until you said crack.
Amen. Hey, don't be judging people.
I'm not.
All
right.
As the registered fag, could I talk about Westboro?
Can do whatever you want, buddy.
I think Westboro's done more to help gay people than it's done to hurt. So I'm like, let them go. Because they're idiots, and they, like, people just see it, and they're like, wow, do I really want to look as shitty as these people? I guess not. Maybe I'll be nice to gay people. So,
yeah,
let them keep doing it.
After watching that, you're, like, totally down for whatever the fuck people want to believe in.
Well, that's all.
Oh, man. So are you guys familiar with WikiLeaks, any of you guys? Because that's where I'm at.
WikiLeaks, never, ever heard of it.
That's
Wiki
awesome.
What?
Wiki what?
Gotta go, Ben. Talk to you later.
Later, dude. Nice chatting.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
The guy Fox mask.
What is up with that, by the way? What's up with the guy Fox, man? I know he was an awesome character in the movie, but, man, just show your face.
Did you actually have EV for Vendetta?
Yes, I did. I love that movie, dude.
And you can piece together the ideology behind that movie and the story behind it with the one that Anonymous is trying to mimic.
I know, that's cool, but, like, I'm all about realism, and I like to show my face and my voice out with my ideals and my views in life. That's how I see it. So I'm like, dude, be a man. Show your face.
You got to understand, dude. When the Anonymous really originally donned that mask or the green suit before then, it didn't have anything to do about the...
Are you familiar with George Carlin at all? Shadow?
Are you satisfied with our government?
Dude, I wish, man. I'll be getting paid bank.
So you're
right?
Happy with
I'll be getting some cheddar if I was, dude.
So it's safe to say that you're not happy with the way things are.
I'm very unhappy with the way things are, man. I'm really unhappy with the banking system. What?
Why didn't you vote?
I didn't vote because I know that the vote's not going to count, man. Are
you
familiar
with
this?
You know what I did?
Man. It's only one sentence. You vote for someone. We see this repetitively throughout history. we vote someone in. Oh, this guy's going to be a good one. And then we end up fucking realizing that he fucking lied to us about everything.
What
do
you
every
lie about?
Fucking time, bro. Every time.
You
can't fucking tell me once that you've been satisfied with everything that one guy did. You know what I mean? Like, it should be a collective. It should be a collective where we come together and debate together as a species. You know what I mean? As a fucking group consciousness that makes decisions clearly, I think. But, sorry, go on.
I have to ask you one really quick question.
Yes.
I need to know, number one, do you smoke, like, fucking pounds of marijuana a day?
I have smoked ounces per week, yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds more like you went through a pound in, like, the past probably, like, 30 minutes or so just because of how fucking hippie-ish you sound.
Really?
So, yeah. Fucking weak. I'm paying for your shit when you're sitting there fucking smoking out and banging on your little fucking war drums in the middle of fucking New York. Fuck you. Get out.
Yeah.
Get a goddamn job. Be productive.
Yes,
do
yes.
something. Do something
totally
the right fucking way.
Yeah.
Well, then fucking why not? Why, if you agree, then why are you saying, sitting here now, that going out and doing something like voting doesn't fucking help? At least you're making
well,
an
I think
effort.
That was another person that said that.
Miles, to you! No. Dude, well, look, I guess I can tell you that I'm coming from a background of information that I'm just collecting through the Zeitgeist movement, and it's really just been giving me a
oh, my God, are you talking about that movie?
No,
the YouTube
it's the movie,
video.
Bro. You have to listen to their Blog Talk Radio show, dude.
Oh,
God. They also do this.
They have a BTR show for real?
They do, dude, and it's so epic. Dude, they talk about some insane shit.
Trolling. Like, Shadow might have fun trolling them.
Give me the fucking link. I'll go
with
Shadow.
I don't want to talk to people like him. I hate people like him.
What? Dude, I'm just collecting information. And that's what I come up with the sum of. I come up with the
sum
like
of. Just like a hub, disseminator of information. I get it.
Regurgitator of information.
You're neutral.
That's the wrong purpose information
wait.
Past 20
wait,
minutes.
Wait. Do you have a Twitter and is it lay underscore researcher?
No, I wish.
Fucking if that was you, I would literally fap off right now
and
take a picture of my nut and
wow, somebody's using their botnet to troll the fuck out of Miss Becker.
Hey guys, follow me
what?
On Twitter, @_ToffeeLicious, and then you guys get to see what I'm all about.
You're gonna have to paste that in the chat room, dude. Speaking of the chat room, check this out. We've got a channel, whatever. Let's find out what really happened. And you know, I think it would be a cool experiment if somebody just screen capped the video of what they hear, and then sync it up with the actual show. So you can hear side by side of, you know, when they get put in the green room and when they don't. That'd be interesting. Not really. All right. I'll tell you what's interesting is going to launch, and your boarding pass is 347-826-7667. If not, enjoy the last 10 minutes here. We're gonna continue to take calls. The Westboro Baptist Church. It's hot in the news, and the other night we really tried to get some of them on. Everybody tweeted to them, and we tried calling them. And
great,
Miles, to
that
you.
that was so profound.
All right,
so profound.
Appreciate the call. We have a good old friend of the show. I think this is Flyover Territory. Eric from Flyover Territory. Is that you?
Hey, Vince. What's going on, man?
Dude.
I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around it.
Yeah, well.
My vote didn't count.
Yeah.
Dude, all 38 of them counted. The hell are you saying, man? Mrs. Halverson.
You didn't even go over 100? Dude, you've really
no, I tried to stay off the radar this time. No. No, I didn't want to. I didn't want to get all Corey Ammons on it like last go around. No thanks.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, I'm sure if eventually she does go to the election commission up there in Minneapolis, you know, Mrs. Halverson's going to be really pissed off to find out that she, you know, did a write-in candidacy, you know, when she did a write-in for Herman Cain. Because God forbid she be seen, you know, voting for a conservative black man. Heaven forbid.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We are going to have Crappy Airbags take a bong rip on the show. It will be in overtime, though. So, once again, your boarding pass. Call in 347-826-7667. If you're on the show page, you can also call in via Skype. And in
and all the rest of that stuff. And is it just me, or does the iPhone 5 look like the monolith from the freaking, you know, Arthur C. Clarke stories? I really wonder about that. It's thinner, it's taller, you know.
Hey, Teardrop, I'm sorry for not getting your PM, by the way. I'm laying down.
Oh, you're good, man. I bet you are. I bet you are. Thanks for putting that image in my head. Great.
And it's free ball.
Hey. Teardrop's cool. Yeah, Teardrop. So this is what I want. I want Teardrop and Nikki Smokes a Lot to call into the show tomorrow. Teardrop can be like the first hour, like do his dominatrix stuff. And then Nikki could be the second hour and do all her sex questions and factoids.
I can do that.
It's sexy party time.
Vince, real quick, there's a message for you in chat that says check your DMs for something from Schmoot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this was like 20 minutes ago, man.
Oh,
sorry.
Man. I usually keep Twitter closed during the show. But since it's Schmoop, sure.
Yeah,
Yeah, nigga!
Fucking A. But yeah. Yeah, no, the first hour is cool. Fucking wouldn't mind seeing what Nikki has to offer in the sixth.
Before I play it and we say goodbye to all the live listeners, I want to ask Teardrop, why did you select this song? The song, by the way, everybody, is by Damage Plan. And it's called Fuck You, of all things.
Because there are a lot of people that just need to hear this song just because of the message it sends. Because there's a lot of people who want to start drama about shit they really don't have a fucking clue about. People want to lie. People want to, you know, fucking talk shit and try to start e-wars or try to start, you know, wars in real life that just, no, nothing's that fucking serious, man. If you take life that goddamn serious, you're a sad fucking individual. So this has pretty much been on repeat for me for the past like 2 or 3 days, just listening to it over and over and over again.
Perfect, dude. So, all right, this is it. It's Dan...
Fuck you!
Oh, yeah, check two. He smokes a lot. Some incoherent mumbo jumbo from Spyco. We also have airbags, crappy airbags. We'll take a 5 bong rip in overtime. We also have other guests, special overtime guests, such as XU Out and GWP. Anyway, I'm going to bring back on Teardrop and Shadow. So, guys, what'd you think of the show overall, the live portion of the first 2 hours?
I love the show.
What did I think? Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting on, well, every time I've called in, it's been interesting. I listened to one show probably a couple weeks ago that was kind of boring, but any time I've called in, it's always been nice. So, I mean, it's interesting.
Barring weather conditions like it was last night, so I had to do the makeup show tonight, so it worked out.
Excellent.
Worked out quite well. Ended up having a pretty full house with a couple of the non-regulars calling in, plus the regulars calling in, which made it great. And it was actually a very productive conversation in a lot of ways. Speaking of your conversations, when you were live earlier, I thought some of what Asshertz was saying. Why is one vilified always and the other one gets a pass? I never could figure that out.
Right on.
I mean, it's just the whole free speech aspect, because that's what the whole Berkeley's free speech movement was almost 50 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. You know who remembers? You know what? Speaking of Berkeley free speech, we got it. When I hear that, I think of hippies, and I think Spyco is probably the closest thing. Well, besides bags, Spyco is probably the.
I'm so proud of it. Good
times. After party.
Spyco's killing me. I'm sorry. I'm kind of flustered at the moment.
It's okay. It's going to get better. We have more callers to take. I want to bring this guy on. GWP, you've been very patiently waiting. GWP, what's up?
I'm not a guy.
Nope.
Girl.
Burn. No,
my bad. Ma'am, GWP.
That's it. And then watch him spit.
Rub that motherfucker.
Fetishes for all shapes and sizes.
What? Who's talking shit about me?
Go ahead, we want to hear you spit. But I need to know if Santa has an attorney, does he?
Santa?
Claus? Yeah, Santa in Austin.
Wow.
Y'all know?
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure no, he has magical powers. He doesn't need a fucking attorney.
What the fuck am I listening to? Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday with Vince and the Bay. The call-in number is no longer valid. We're in overtime, so if you're listening and you drop off, you cannot call back into the show. You and Hero if you get disconnected. So... hang on for your dear life. Those of you that have shady, like,
toothbrushing, right. And folks who are in the uvula.
And dry shaving. Shaves without water on cam. Yeah.
This is literally the unsexiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But this
I
isn't
know.
The sexy party last I checked.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
Meep said she enjoyed it. Meep Kitty Fuck said she enjoyed it.
Well,
I think art, we
think it's art.
It's art.
Yeah. Honesty is truth.
Balls to you!
It's natural. He's not using any additives. It's pure, pure plain Jane in it with the toothbrush. Take the razor,
yeah.
No water.
Yeah, it
no,
really
no
is. It's artwork in motion. It's like the most mundane things are like the purest form of artistic expression. I know.
Exactly.
I'm totally feeling what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna switch things up here.
Damn it.
We're gonna bring on now. We're gonna somebody else who's like the way Spyco is with brushing teeth. This guy is with bong rips. So without any further ado, Crappy Airbags, are you there?
Yo, Vance, what's up?
God, you people are actually going to say it, too. It's bad enough you type it Vance. People are saying it now. Wow.
Yeah, and he was kind of a retard when he was talking about not voting and because it didn't matter, but whatever.
You're stoned. We forgive him.
But that was a good bong hit. I won't give that much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Winning anyone?
You bet. Although, it's a good thing that the water was in there because no telling how many hundreds of Kelvin it would have been if the lady was doing the inhale. Jesus.
All right. Speaking of inhaling, you guys, everyone, I would like you to please take a deep breath, relax. I am now going to bring. Actually, continue, GWP.
Relaxing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna actually.
Ready for the song.
It's ladies only.
Come in. All right. Here we go. Yes, it better be good.
Okay. I unfortunately have to bring back Spyco from timeout. There he goes. Spyco, you're back. Oh, you're still doing that shit. No, dude. No. Back on timeout. Back on timeout. Oh, shit. My chat room just refreshed. What the fuck is going on here? One of you assholes break in my switchboard again. Shit.
Hey, Vince, did you open that PDF file that I sent you earlier today? Yeah, nigga. Reverse VNC, nigga.
I have no idea what you're talking about, dude.
Neither do I.
More S-H-I-T.
What?
Flyover, I'm looking at you in the chat room here. You're saying, wouldn't it be bad if someone meant they were one and the same? Huh?
Oh, we were talking the difference between 40 ounce, you know, of a 40 versus 40 ounces of weed. And if somebody really didn't care and they just meant, yes, I'll take it, you know.
Winning.
You bet.
Yeah.
40 ounces of weed, I was thinking like, 45, malt liquor, and a big joint. I'll take that.
Even clean and sober all these years, that still kicks my butt.
Having a little bit of a dissent from the peanut gallery. Apparently, the clown is not happy with the direction of the conversation. Shadow, did you want to critique, since we don't have Jihad here, did you want to critique the show?
No, I'm just
Talkers of America?
No. I haven't seen that. I'm talking about the one from the dude, the NRA guy, who is not a good public speaker, and he was not prepared. He seemed very nervous, and you know, I
like
think
Rick they could have rabbit style. Bing, bing, bing.
Well, if you consider what all been happening,
are you talking about the guy at the
speaker? I think they could have picked a more articulate speaker to
Are you talking about the press conference today?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Wayne LaPierre. He's not exactly good on his feet.
I think it's great.
Not at all.
He's great on the range.
Wonderful
lousy
that
on his
they
feet.
Didn't pick that. That's all they got. I think it's hilarious.
I think nobody else wanted to step up, to be honest. Nobody else wanted the slings and arrows.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. I don't think anyone wanted to touch that shit.
Well, yeah, I mean,
after
come
everything
on.
That's happened in the past week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Even with all the facts coming out, that's the sad part.
Yeah.
They just went and grabbed someone in a cubicle real quick.
Good were- enough, because there were some serious dickweed media types later on trying to interview him. And they're, oh, come on, don't you have just a little bit of rage? I'm like, come
mm-hmm.
on, dude, don't be a dick.
Well, that's what the media wants.
I don't get
they
down
want,
like
they
that.
Want
media is never a dick.
They want reaction.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, media is never a dick.
Mm, right.
That's exactly why fucking Anonymous is known right now. I mean, if it hadn't been for media outlets like Fox or CNN or ABC or NBC, no one would still no one would know
the media
what the fuck
is
Anonymous
so
was
sweet.
Up
what are you talking
oh,
about?
Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Button back.
Oh, yep, there we go.
We have a breaking news, NBC News break here. It has been reported that several of the panelists on the Vince and the Bay Show are a little buzzed. It's time for a Vince in the Bay football NFL news break. This just in.
Another Dallas Cowboy killed another Cowboy.
Yay!
No.
This
Yay!
Just in. Steve McNair is
it's
still
correct.
Dead.
No. I'm sorry. No. It's actually. God, I fucking lost it.
They've been standing up for.
If you don't love them,
not.
You love the cheerleader. So.
No.
America's team is the Cowboys. That's all there is to it.
Oh, well,
go Bears! Go Bears! Go cheerleaders! Go cheerleaders! White boots.
I can't even stand up for the Titans. I mean, I'm so ashamed.
The Titans.
See, exactly. I get laughed at every time. That's why I don't stand up for them anymore. You know what? I used to think that Nashville was a great town to live in, but I'm starting to envy Detroit. Tell me that's not sad.
Damn.
Jesus.
God what? Damn.
What's next, Cincinnati? Boomer, why did you have to retire? Sorry.
Hey, it could
hey,
be
man.
Worse.
Are
it
you
could
mad?
Be worse, dude. No, it could be worse, dude. You could have Spyco as your neighbor.
Oh, well, true.
Hey, man. No, what I got to say is fuck the Titans, because they used to be Oilers in Houston, and they fucking left. They're a bunch
yeah,
of fucking
well,
Warren Moon.
And now,
Warren,
and now,
look,
Texans, and now Texans is ahead of the well, they held on to the Oilers for a while, you know, and then they switched over to Titans. Either way,
yeah.
That's just old. That's old shit. The Oilers were the Oilers, and everybody loved them from here. And
yeah.
They decided we're not getting paid enough. Whatever, we're gonna leave. And that's like saying fuck you, Houston. So
yeah.
Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? That's why they have a rival now with the Texans, and that's why Texans beat their ass every single fucking time.
Because they hold a grudge.
Mm,
yep.
Because
and
their name is Texans, and they don't fuck around.
They don't fuck around. Bulls would be fucking stampeding through that shit.
I gotta
real.
Say one thing. The Texans have got it together, man.
Hell yeah, they're the head of the fucking league right
damn
now.
Damn straight.
What
well,
are they,
see, 12-1? Yeah,
12-1. Damn.
That's impressive,
damn.
Man.
It's very impressive. They're beating all kinds of records this year, man.
Yeah, don't they already have a rushing record that's coming up?
Oh, they have so many, I can't even tell you. And fucking,
I'm just
name?
Looking forward.
Swat?
I want to see a single game.
Football butts are the best.
Oh, hey, wait a second. I got to give big ups to all the people that tweeted to me. Are you guys ready for this?
I tweeted you from like 20 accounts, dog. What's up?
Yeah. You want to hear these accounts?
Let's go.
Oh, fucking God.
All right. So the first message from, let's see, at least it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7?
No, this is
seven,
more than that.
No, 7. So there's 7 right here. They all say, nigger's tongue my anus. And
travesty, man. I brought the party. I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't bring the party. Crappy Airbags fucking brought the party. He tweeted. He told. Crappy Airbags told Jackal to tweet through your non-news.
Yeah, and you fucking spent most of the time talking about Anonymous and not actually taking the phone calls. So, I'm just saying.
What are you talking about? I spent the...
You spent 20 minutes shit-saying Anonymous this, Anonymous that.
Because everyone was boring as shit that called up.
Well, the thing is, I want you to take a rapid phone call. Like, you know, you just pick up on screen, rapid. And then, you know, hang up after a few seconds. You know what I'm saying? You never do that anymore, Vince. It kept
the show going.
It kept it for,
well, I missed that. What's the question?
Just rapid calls. You know what I mean? Just picking up, saying, hey, you're on the air. What do you want to say? And then hanging up after like 10 seconds. Just to bring on all these 20 people that you say you have but never bring on.
Yeah. No, I usually...
I'll teach people how to spike an ass already.
Shit.
Shut the fuck up, Spiko. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
Are you trying
Vince,
to...
Do you have a...
What?
Vince, do you have XUOut muted?
No, XUOut. Everybody's unmuted. XUOut's here. He's right there. He's talked off.
That was
it. He just made it seem like he was muted or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I
know.
What
he
do
said
you want?
To complete the sentences.
Okay.
Hey, hold up. Hold on, everybody. Everybody calm down.
I have a serious
question.
Do you know, like, any capitals of any fucking countries? Probably not.
Oh, God. Oh, God, because knowing capitals means I do.
Do you know what the capital of Poland is? How about Venezuela?
My dick?
You know? Yeah, that's what I thought, you stupid fuck.
Oh, my God, she's so mad. Her jimmies are rustled.
Caracas for Venezuela.
So angry.
You don't know shit. You're a fucking retard. All you know how to...
random as fuck. Do you have a Twitter?
What's your Twitter, bitch?
Yeah, GWP. Give me your Twitter account. I wanna check that out real quick.
We need to befriend you.
She's a good rustler. I think she's
She is. She
can
rustle a lot of jimmies, I think.
Yeah.
There's much wrestling potential in this one. Absolutely.
Absolutely. We wanna induct you into the crew.
Apparently not,
because you're such a badass, you know. I mean, badass
mouth.
She's
no G.
Badass angry vagina.
Yeah.
Won't make a fucking sandwich, though, so, yeah.
Damn.
I don't know how useful you can be. I want to ask you a serious fucking question. Why on earth would you get so mad at an internet troll calling you a bitch? Like, that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I don't like people calling me a bitch, I guess.
My bad. You should have said that up front. Start calling you female
If you don't like people calling you a bitch, then don't act like one whenever someone spits that shit out, because doing is proving them right. So, I mean, there are better ways to handle it. You don't have to assert your fucking authority by getting mad at an internet troll. I mean, it's not that goddamn serious.
I have a bad temper.
And instead of, well, bad temper or not, you come off more...
bitchy?
I don't know. I don't want to be too offensive, but you come off ignorant instead of...
like a bitch?
Fucking authoritative. I mean, and this might just be part of my own little personality, but goddamn, if you would have went off on me like that in person, you... no. Just no.
You would have strong dog.
You
would have
fucking
balls
back
slapping
me,
you
out
quicker than shit.
But what?
No.
Do what?
No. Why in the fuck would I want to fuck with you? You have no respect.
No, I don't. How do you know? You don't even know me.
Look, you're all butthurt as fuck right now. I mean, seriously.
Wait a minute. But you're making generalizations about shit you don't even know. So go fuck yourself. I don't really care.
Some bitch is talking right now.
I'm good on that. So,
hey, Teardrops, sorry about that. I was pressing buttons and I accidentally muted you, but you're back.
Yeah, I heard. I kept going. I didn't give a fuck. But now,
I mean,
I'm multitasking.
She seriously needs a dick in her ass.
Looking everywhere.
So.
No, I don't put dicks in my ass. It's painful. Looks painful.
Well, you need something to straighten
it's
out.
It's painful.
Your
You've done it before,
though.
I've never had a dick in my ass. It seems
you
like
said
it
was
painful,
girl. You
well,
said it was painful.
Like it would be painful.
So you must have had it once. That's all.
No, I've had like a dude
surprise
try to stick a dick in my ass, and it was
so you've
a little
had a
painful.
Dick in your ass.
I've
so
never had
a
dick in
your
my ass.
Ass
ever, but when a dude tried to put it in my ass, it was painful as fuck. So.
You're totally fine with it, but I personally, my personal policy is exit only. Okay, for me and for her. You know, if the woman, like, if she's really into it, says, "I'll put it in," I just put it in my ass, which has not happened very much at all, thank God. I'll you know, I'll acquiesce, but you know, I'll do anything to make you know make the girl get off. You know, that's my.
Will you
my
lick her food. Asshole? Lick up your butt and like start licking all up and down. Oh,
or no, I'm thinking more like I'm just like licking the clit and you know with one hand, two fingers in and out, and then the other hand just kind of like tickling the butthole. That sometimes puts them over the top. Like you're just licking and then you start penetrating and then right when she's getting there, you just start just lightly like brushing the anus with. Like the tip of your finger, it helps. It helps put the chick right over top. Oh, inside baseball tip. Oh, and I want to thank Crappy Airbags. Crappy Airbags has left the program. I want to thank Crappy Airbags. I want to thank everybody. Spyco, you're back off of timeout.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, dude. All right, check this out. This is what it's down to. Whatever. Now's the time. Press number one on your keypad, and I'll bring you on. If not, that's going to be it. We're going to go around the horn with the final thoughts or peace outing. So once again, your last chance. If you're listening,
it's coming.
You want
I can
to talk,
feel it.
Press the number one. What are you feeling?
Nothing.
I have a message from someone in the Russell League tiny chat,
okay.
And that message is that the person named S, I'm sure you could figure that out, is going to send X you out to forcibly fuck DWP in her sleep. So,
nice, nice, nice.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Oh,
and,
yeah.
Shit.
And just so you know, he adores anal sex, so I'm sure he will put his, you know, rather large penor straight
through.
Dude, your
I just got tweeted by Red.
Dude, control F, that means fine, and then go to it.
I don't see any schmoop mentions. I don't see any schmoop. Nothing. Just a lot of your bots.
Which account is it from? Do you know X? Which
yeah,
account?
That's what I'm asking him now is which account.
Mm-hmm. From Anal X.
Is it Schmoop Law or is it Schmoop DG?
Anal
X?
Schmoop UG.
Well, then check his page if he's tweeting at you. Shit. Do something.
Do you know
get
Python?
Active with it.
Do you know about Python, dude?
What about it?
No, what about him?
Do you know of him?
No. No, what's up with him?
He says hi. That's all. I'm just a messenger.
Hi, Python dude. Hi. So are they streaming this show in their tiny chat and then commenting on it?
No. We're just talking.
No, we're just talking.
Yeah, we're just bullshitting.
Okay.
Whenever we get
their phone and has my number.
What?
Oh, you know what? I got to look at the Euronaut News thing. I never even looked at Euronaut News. God, I'm so slow.
Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to find DWB's Twitter.
All right, well, while you're trying to figure that out, you mind if I give some data or whatever the heck you want to call it?
Calista, both those, I don't know, I get them mixed up. They're, one's a dude, one's a chick. I remember I used to have to mute Jackal and Motor all the time because they used to spam the shit. They used to scroll the shit out of my chat room, kind of like Spyco does.
My bad.
No, it's amusing at some points, but from oh yeah, you just okay. You know what? That's it.
That wasn't me. That was not me.
That's so you, dude. That's so you. Okay. All right, wait. Okay, real quick. Shadow. I'm sorry.
There was somebody else, dude.
Oh, yeah, because when I unmuted it, it came back on. All right, you know what?
No, thanks. It didn't.
Thanks for coming out, Spyco. I appreciate the call. Let's see. X you out. Anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Well, not too much. I'm trying to figure out who that DWB woman is.
No,
it's
G as in Donja, W as in Westboro, P as in Pwned.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
GWP.
Yes.
And your Twitter was at 1IOG?
Yes.
No, it's not. So
no.
It's a stock account. No. But.
And shit, but it's good calling in. It's fun and shit. Even as crazy as it can be. But tomorrow night's show is going to be very interesting. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Thanks for having me and everyone else.
And I thank you for being here, Teardrop. I look forward to tomorrow. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/